Good morning. We're taking Chayyadim. We're starting Kamam Gimel. Kamam Gimel deals with the halachos of a person eating different foods during the meal, whether he must say a bracha rishona on them or not, and a few very rare cases where maybe possibility of a bracha achrona. And we're talking about a meal. We're talking about a meal which is a meal of bread, and what is included in the meal and what is not included in the meal of pas. So in Siman Aleph, the Chayyadim explains that this concept that bread is able to pater all other foods, it's able to include all other foods with the bracha. Now, at first glance, maybe it's not such a big chiddush because we know there's a concept of Iker and Tofel which applies across the board to many foods. A person's eating two foods together, one is an Iker and one is a Tofel. The bracha is set on the Iker, and the tofel is included as well. In the vast majority of those cases, they have to be eaten together for that to work. Over here, one does not have to eat the other food together with the bread for the bracha of the bread to include it. And that's a chiddush that's not found normally by cases of Iker and Tofel. Again, there might be one or two exceptions, but in general, that does not work by Iker and Tofel either. So the Chayyadim says the following: Kimin she'alechem ikur chayyadim, v'chay mikaba atzmi lecho lechem ubirichalov. Since lechem is the primary element of sustenance for people, therefore, if a person decides to have a meal of lechem, and he makes a bracha on it, hrei kol ma she'yochel b'secha suda midvorim haregilim lo b'secha suda mach b'secha suda. So if everything else which comes during the meal, things which are normally eaten as part of the meal, lechol lispoya, to be eaten for the purpose of satiating oneself, are included in the bracha. So that's a long sentence. We haven't finished the sentence yet. So let's finish the whole sentence. Rekol ma sheyochel b'secha suda, everything which is going to eat during the meal, midvorim haregilim lo b'secha suda, things which are normally eaten during the meal, machos asura, as to be part of the meal, which means lechol lispoya, to eat them for satiation purposes. Kagan boser dogim lifton, it can be meat, it can be fish, it could be lifton are things which are eaten as condiments, or daisa, even something like a farina, a cream of wheat, cream of rice, mina de vivos, different types of pasta, chutz mi peiris, with the exception of fruit. We'll talk about fruit separately. Even if you eat it without bread, nasa kol tofel lepas vein tzorch lebarach aleihen. So they are considered secondary to the bread, and you do not need to make a bracha rishona on these foods, even though you're not eating it directly with bread. So the Chayyadim tells me that the rule which I'm going to know whether something is included in the bracha of the pas, it's something which is normally eaten as part of the meal. The meal is bread. We look at the meal as bread. That's the primary element of the meal because of the chashivas of lechem. The other foods are considered to be accompaniment to the lechem. So certain foods many times are eaten with bread. And clearly we can see that a person who's making a meal primarily out of bread, the other things would be considered some type of accompaniment to the bread. Meat, fish, etc. But he includes in this also daisa. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that daisa is really a chiddush, right? You don't eat your cream of wheat with bread. Let's say, let's spread some cream of wheat on your bread. The Mishnah says that actually that would be a foolish thing to do, to eat. Daisa is almost similar to bread itself, so you're eating bread with bread. It's pretty strange. So that's why the Chayyadim says the definition of, we consider it secondary to the bread, is not because necessarily it accompanies the bread in the sense of you eat it together with bread, but it means it accompanies the bread in the purpose of coming to satiate the person. Since bread is its primary element that was used to be the source of sustenance, so anything the person eats, not for just for pleasure, or something sweet at the end of the meal to wash it down, sort of like that type of idea, that's not secondary to the bread, but something which is eaten to be for the purpose of sviya, to fill you up. That's considered secondary to the bread, even though it's not something which is normally be eaten as an accompaniment to the bread. That's why the Chayyadim uses that language. They include even things like daisa. But now he says, it tells me that something which you might eat, if you eat it regularly during the meal, you do not eat it at machmas asura, which means, the definition of machmas asura means lechol lispoya, to eat it to fill you up. So I always have dessert, but I don't, but my purpose of my dessert is not because I'm hungry and I want to eat the dessert to fill me up. I'm full. I don't feel hungry anymore. But I'll enjoy having something pleasant at the end of the meal. That would not be included, even though it's something which is regilim lobo b'secha suda, but it's not machmas suda. So the language of the chayotim is very important. It's ruggle to come like that. It's because of the suda, which means lechol lispoya. And those things are therefore considered secondary to the bread, and the bracha of the bread includes them as well. Okay, we will stop here at this point in time. Meshem, we will continue in the next year clarifying these points even further. Have a good day.